Can I stop you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Your reception is cutting in and out, so I'm hearing about every third word. Can you move your phone maybe to see if it's like just your signal? Or do you have good bars on your thing? A little bit better, yeah. All right, keep going. So you're doing the assessments.
Yeah, doing the assessments for the last 3 nights and realizing that I just have janky ass thoughts about dinner and like what happens after dinner and not having a snack. So I haven't had a snack.
Okay.
But I was just so fed up with myself last night after journaling through dinner time, and I hadn't ever call before and was like, this is a resource that I need to use. I'm going to email support, see if they can get me on tomorrow so that I can get some ideas on what are some good thoughts to have going into that end of night time. I realized that like eating and sitting down and thinking about all the food was full of drama. And even halfway through dinner, I was already thinking about what other snack I could have. And it was like, wait, you said you're not having a snack. Why are you not enjoying the food in front of you? Why are you already thinking about what you could be eating next? You're not even hungry. And why is it so, like, why are you afraid to change your nightly routine? Like,
Those are all questions, you know, that are so good to answer on paper. Those are not good questions, though, to experience mentally in the middle of wanting. So
I did write them down.
Good. But I want this is so good. Everyone, those questions that she swirled around in her head first, most of you won't write them down and then just answer them, because they're actually questions that if you decide to answer them without judgment, be like, well, why am I thinking about it? That's interesting. Why do I have all these thoughts? Like, that is what you do want to be doing. But here's what most of us do. We sit there and we're eating and we have all these pointless questions and we get frustrated with ourselves that we're like, I don't know why I can't quit thinking about food. Like, there's like this undercurrent of these questions shouldn't be happening. These thoughts shouldn't be happening. This is just going to make it more terrible. I'm going to slip into white knuckling. Something's going wrong. That's the white knuckling and that's the bullshitty part. And I want to point that out because that's where a lot of people are this week. I actually was going to do a video on this because I keep reading about how much drama is coming up around the nighttime eating. So you finished eating and then you went and you journaled on these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. What is it that you want to see happening different now? Or what did you come up with?
I know that the thoughts aren't going to necessarily go away. Like, just like urges aren't like magically disappear and it's going to be happy go lucky from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. night, and that's going to solve my life.
Right. I'm
smart enough to know that. But my goal is to not have as much drama during that time. And I realized that I'm afraid to change my nightly routine. And usually the time when I would get the opportunity to just relax and I don't want to say zone out, turn off my brain and not have to be doing chores or work.
So why can't you do all that without the food?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Why can you not just do all that without the food?
I don't know. I think I can.
I know we can.
Right. I know that it's physically possible, that it does not require... Yeah.
It's not like if you don't
enjoy the news,
it's like somebody comes into the room and says, okay, I'm the boss. Go do the dishes.
Right. And I don't know why it's uncomfortable I need to journal more about why it's uncomfortable to relax without the food.
Food keeps you from thinking whatever it is you're thinking about you sitting on your ass doing nothing. So what is it? Like, if you're going to sit on your ass every night, be like, fuck the cleaning. Like, that's not happening. You know what it is? Time to zone out, do nothing. I'm on the couch. This is Robin time. What are your thoughts about that?
That it's lazy and it's unproductive and that I should be doing more. That there's always something else to do or someone else to take care of.
All right. So this is what I need you to work on. Stop working on everybody. Please listen to this call. Oh my God, Kathy, we have to save this one. What you just told me is the reason why you're eating. And what you just told me is the reason why you're asking all the questions about, like, you know, why am I thinking about food? And I'm thinking your brain is just like, oh my God, we got to eat. We got to eat. We got to eat. I would rather you feel terrible about not having a snack than feel terrible about being lazy and unproductive and not taking care of other people. If that's the two alternatives, we will overeat every single time. At least if nothing else, you get the zone out. You get right. something in your mouth, and then tomorrow you can feel terrible with the promise of starting all over again. Like, today is going to be a new day.
Right. Cause I, you know, can do all the things until that, I shouldn't say that magic hour of 8 o'clock, but
until the self-judgment, the kind of person who sits on the couch and does nothing every night starts up.
Right.
That is where we need to reconcile. It is the, how do you want to define Robin at night who sits on the couch and chooses to not do all these other things? Because right now you're reconciling her pretty terribly because you almost started crying when you said right. not taking care of others. Who are the others that you're choosing to not take care of?
My mom. My dad died about 4 years ago and I am her person now. So I don't live there. I live about 2 hours away and she's very capable. So it's not that she's needs full-time care, but she's slowing down and I'm her person. And my brother's showing up like shit. And he lives there, which is really frustrating. And I, you know, I have addressed that with him, but you know, he's living his own life and he's going to do his own thing. So I can't, he might as well just not be part of the equation. And I just feel like, I feel like I could do more for her, you know?
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is where I want you to draw the line. Like, I need to reconcile when I take a break that this doesn't mean that I'm not doing enough for her. Sure, I could do more, but tonight's not the night that I'm doing that. That has to be the conversation. That has to be the belief you adopt. That needs to be what happens. Otherwise, you are going to continue to have all the chatter about the food.
So, like, as I think about the model, is that the thought that I need to have? Like, so what's the circumstance? Like, it's nighttime
and I need to be... 8 p.m. and, like, I would even, like... This is where a master coach gets to do this. Nobody do these in their own models. For you, a circumstance is going to be 8 p.m. You can either put like sitting on couch, no snacking. But okay. What I would probably put up for you and for a lot of you is 8 p.m. urge hits. And what are you going to be thinking about that urge?
Well, I think that it's okay to have this urge, but I'm not going to act on it.
Yeah. So I want you to see how easy it was for you to solve that one. Now let's do this model. 8 p.m. I'm not taking care of mama. and our face changes.
Right. I wanted to say, oh shit.
Yeah. Oh shit. I'm a terrible daughter. My fucking brother should be better.
Right. And that is the model and that's where I want my brain to go. You know, I guess my brain needs to, it's 8 o'clock. Maybe I should just give her a call. Like I can give her a call and just tell her I love her tonight.
The action line. You're going straight.
So my thought is,
here's the model.
Okay.
8 o'clock. I am not calling or taking care of my mother.
That makes me feel guilty. And that's a feeling that I need to work on.
But I want you to notice that that is not what's making you feel guilty. Tell me why you feel guilty.
I think because I think I could do more.
I could do more. What if you just had a simple thought of, I can do more tomorrow?
I can do more tomorrow.
I mean, just think about what a small change in thought you need. Mm-hmm. How about today I take care of me to take better care of her tomorrow? Anything. You come up with 10 and try them on every single night. Because I promise you, the only reason why you're wanting to eat, like, I will say this. I want everybody to really understand this. It's going to be 8 o'clock at night, and we're not going to take care of mom, and we're not going to clean, or whatever it is. You have, like, this list of things, right? All of that is your model. And you're going to need to figure out all the things that you that come up for you around that. Right now, all of your knee-jerk thoughts, like your habitual thoughts, your unconscious thoughts, are all feeling guilty. There's probably your brother comes in as a thought. Like you said a lot, like he frustrates me. You need to do work on your brother because you'll clean up some of your thoughts. And then the next thing you'll know, you'll be sitting there trying to relax and you'll be like, fucking brother should do better. Like he's doing his own thing and that sucks. You know, I mean, it's like, it's, we all come to this point to where like I've dealt with that. Because now I'm just like ignoring my feelings about it. That's not dealing with it.
No.
And truly dealing with it, it's just like, I'm the one that takes care of mom. I'm also the one that takes care of me. I know I can handle both. My brother is the one who takes care of mom.
I like that thought. I'm the one who takes care of mom, and I'm the one who takes care of and I can't.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's what I haven't been doing is handling both, or believing that I can handle both.
Yeah. I think all of your work is right there. And when you clean all of that up, the only thing you've got left to do is listen to the chatter, and it doesn't have a grip on you anymore. That's when all of that, like, oh, we should have snack. Oh, we should have all this. And be like, if you have your own back over here, you have the resources to be like, we're not eating tonight. I said I wasn't eating tonight. Like, that's just the way it is. We don't even need to investigate why am I doing it. Like, we don't even need all that anymore. It's just like, this is the stuff that I think on auto repeat. This is when all of that urge chatter doesn't have importance anymore. But if right. That is what's like saying, I need this, because if I'm not thinking this, then I'm for fuck sure feeling guilty.
Right.
You are not going to choose guilt and be like, well, I'm going to work on my urges while I just sit over here in a drooling pile of doo-doo feeling guilty about my mother. No, you'll never do it. Most of us won't. So you work on that side. I want you to work like on that whole relationship. I think you just work on the relationship with your mom and your thoughts around your brother. You're going to lose a lot of weight. How much does your brother weigh?
175 pounds.
You'll lose 175 pounds. Like, you will be a success story.
Then I will go naked in public again.
I know. You'll just like, I go naked everywhere now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was good. Does anybody have questions over that? I would love to, like, Kathy, I would love to segment this one piece out. I think it was really important. I've just started being disciplined. I almost read that as discipled. Put my glasses on. And committed this week to PNP. I'm still in module 1 of No BS. I struggle with at night. I just want to eat ice cream and chocolate. I have had huge struggles with my job, marriage, and life. So much so that I can say nothing is working out. You can say it. I'm just going to tell you right now, Christy, it's not helping you. Like, there's a difference between, well, Corinne, I can, like, prove to you my misery. Like, how is that ever beneficial to you? Like, sitting around and thinking nothing is working out sucks. How about I'm sitting around, I have this job, I have this marriage, I have this life. It's for me to figure out. Like, it's a different mind space to be in of like, I'm just figuring stuff out. It's one day at a time for me. That is a much better space to be in than like, let me tell you, nothing's working out in my life. A lot of us want to hang on to those ideas, guys. The problem is that as much as you can defend it, as much as you believe it, and as much as you're like, it justifies why I'm eating and struggling and not taking care of myself, it's hosing you from having the life you want. That thought you're choosing to have about your life, your marriage, and your job is tearing you apart. You do not have to fix all of them to feel different. You need to fix that thought in order to feel a little different about you taking some ownership in some of those areas and figuring out the pieces that you can work on for you. All right. My children and I are all in good health except for my obesity. What do I do to try and calm the cravings? I have made my 24-hour plan for the past 3 days, and for the past 2 days, the chocolate and snacks take over in the evening. Well, it doesn't sound like you're making a realistic plan. You're making a 24-hour plan, but you're not making a realistic one. Chocolate and snacks need to be on the plan at night. And I know I just need to stop, but how do I just stop? Well, first of all, you've got to get to the point to where you get plans that you follow. So you need to put your chocolate and your snacks, they have to go on the plan. Now, this is the thing. You're going to feel like shit putting it on the plan because you think that being overweight is probably a big part of your misery. It's either playing a part in your marriage or somehow like this whole idea, like nothing is working out, not even my weight. Like, I want you to see where your brain is. If you are in a desperation, like if especially guys, I want y'all to hear this. If you think losing weight somehow is going to just create some happiness to offset all that other shit, it's not going to happen. You're going to lose some weight, have blips of happiness, but you're going to have the underlying current that, oh my God, I've lost all this weight and I still am suffering because of all of this. And then you're going to go back to the food. And right now you're having a hard time even breaking the tie of the food. So what I would do is I would put all of that on the plan. And I would have changed my thought to, you know what? I am figuring out my life one day at a time. It's going to start with this 24-hour plan. And it's going to start with having everything on it because I no longer break commitments to myself. Everything else gets to happen in the world. But the one thing that no longer happens is me breaking the commitment to myself. That is the one thing that's in my total control. And then when I have a plan that I'm following and I have my own back with it, then I can start reducing how much stuff I'm putting on at night. And when I reduce that, I can deal with the small urges and stuff that are coming up. I have a feeling, Christy, that you have so much thoughts and bullshit going on around, like that when we talk about that drama, you have so much going on in your job, in your marriage, in your life, all of those thoughts that in the evenings you have nothing left, and those cravings, they're stronger than what energy you have left because your brain is taxed all day long. This is why it's so important, guys, for y'all to do your models. Now, you're only in module one, which is fine, but the lesson you need to pay attention to in module one is realistic planning. That is what we're focused on this week in the tribe. So I want you to go to my workshop that I did on Monday. So you need to listen to your module one, no BS. And then you also need to listen to Monday's call, which is July 1st. It's in the private member podcast and it's in the video replays. It is called the Realistic Planning Workshop. You need to also listen to that one. You need to know all about it. And that is where you start. When you get to module four, that's where it starts addressing all the things that you need to deal with when it comes to the rest of your life. Okay. All right. That's it today, guys. Y'all have a good one. I will see you. Actually, we'll not see you. You guys are starting this Friday. What's happening is I usually do a Facebook Live on Fridays at noon. We're now doing it as a video upload. So I'm going to like record like something that I think is super important for all of you to hear, which one of them is about. It's so funny that we coached on drama all day today because I have a whole outline of dramatic thoughts that we have, but you're going to be now getting that video upload on Friday. So it'll upload into the Facebook group. It will also upload into the private member podcast and it will upload into video replays every Friday for you guys. What I recommend you guys do as a Facebook group is somebody, like if y'all are all sitting around on Friday night and like, woohoo, tiddling around on the PNP tribe, I would do a watch party together. And then y'all can watch it, get your accountability groups, go into the Facebook group, start a watch party, Y'all watch it together and talk about what I talk about. Okay. Y'all have a good one. See you soon. Bye.